some of us, being out there is home. John Muir said, going to the mountains is going home. I agree. I too feel most grounded and right with the world when I'm out walking a trail in the tall woods. When people ask me why I hike, I typically ask them what their favorite sport is. Golf? You feel the same way about golf that I do about walking long trails, I typically offer. Usually they get it after I give them this analogy, although most of them can't fathom hiking 2,000 miles in one clip. Sometimes I can't either. I also feel that any one of us may be really good at or have a natural aptitude for a multitude of physical pursuits, but only if we are lucky enough to be introduced to said sport. You could be one of the most incredible highlight players ever to set foot on a concha, but unless you actually play highlight, you will likely never know. For me, I was lucky enough to have been introduced to long-distance hiking over 20 years ago by my friend Jake. Turns out that I'm pretty good at it. I guess that's why I keep doing it. That, and it beats working the 9-to-5 any day of the week. As with my first book, this book's contents jump around in place and time over the course of 25-plus years of long and short hikes on a multitude of trails around the globe. The stories aren't chronological, but they are memorable, which is why they're in this book. All of the people and places in this book are or were real. I changed a few names here and there to protect both the innocent and the guilty. I'm sure they won't mind, and I hope you won't either. Enjoy. Lawton Disco Grinter, January 2019, The Victoria Tavern, Salida, Colorado. Chapter 1, Outward Bound. I'm not interested in going to basketball camp. I'd rather go to a wilderness camp, I said to my mom as we drove towards Food Line. You don't want to go to basketball camp? You always had fun at basketball camp, my mom implored. I stared out the window and thought about how quickly I wanted to leave after I had arrived at the Dean Smith Basketball School the previous summer. My desire to shoot hoops had waned in the middle of my teenage years. I was looking for something different, something new, something challenging. I think the Hartzog's son went to an outdoor camp a few summers ago. I'll check with Will to see where it was. Outbound or outward something is what she called it, my mom replied. A few days later, my mom told me the camp her friend's son went to was called Outward Bound. He did lots of different things. Hiking, rock climbing, wilderness skills, and map reading, she relayed as I imagined myself doing those exact same things. I'd been playing out in the woods behind my grandma's house for as long as I could remember. My grandma would pick me up every day from elementary school, and I'd get an hour of pure freedom to run wild in those woods. The neighborhood kids and I would build forts, run through the streams, play hide-and-seek, and run full speed into any and all activities that ended up in dirty jeans and a sweat-soaked shirt. Being in the woods was second nature by the time I hit my teenage years. I spent a lot of time on a skateboard and moonlighted as a basketball player here and there, but my true passion was the forest. Sign me up, I told my mom as I was winding down my last year of junior high school with an eye towards the summer. 4 months later, I found myself in Asheville, North Carolina. My dad had come up from Alabama, and my mom and sister had driven me the 2.5 hours from my hometown of Gaffney, South Carolina, to get there. It was August, and my 16-day Outward Bound course would start the following day. There were anxious teenagers and even more anxious parents scurrying about the prearranged meeting location to kick off the adventure. I was really looking forward to a nice, relaxing summer camp in the woods. There'd be archery, games, a day hike or two, and maybe boat races. We'd catch butterflies, go fishing, and roast marshmallows by campfire at night. I said my goodbyes to my family and watched them drive off into the afternoon. I climbed onto a waiting bus to be taken to the Outward Bound base camp. My brother's friend said Outward Bound was the hardest thing he's ever done, the kid with the braces in the seat in front of me said as we hurtled down the highway. Yeah, it's supposed to be really hard. I just got out of juvie and my dad told me if I didn't finish the course he'd send me back, the lanky-looking stoner beside me replied.